I work at St. Catherine University and the Resources for Disabilities Office. I'm an access consultant, and I also work with students with Asperger's syndrome at local colleges in the Twin Cities area. I often will start my day at St. Catherine's here and see a number of students who attend this college. Then I may leave and go to one of the four or five local colleges in the area to meet with one of my students on the spectrum. And we may meet with another disability provider or a professor. We may go over some study strategies together. We may walk around campus, visit some of the clubs and organizations on campus to see what kind of barriers exist for the student being able to join one of these places. And I might be here for some students in my role as an access consultant here. On the other hand, I might leave for part of the day and go meet some of my students who I see out of my private business at one of the other colleges. I have two kids, one just turned 15 and one is 11. We do a lot of camping and hiking. We have two large dogs and a smaller dog, a Sheltie, and we do a lot of walking and bike trails and so forth with them. We're very much an outdoors family. And I love to garden. I have a large garden in my backyard. I didn't have to think about where my foot was. My heel strike, or every phase of taking a step. I just didn't have to think about it anymore. It wasn't so much of a cognitive process. And I, frankly, just did not feel like I had a disability. It was that comfortable. Camping, up in the tip of Minnesota, up in the Arrowhead section, on Lake Superior. My family and I, pets and all, go up once a year and pitch the pop-up camper and go fishing and hike on the Gunflint Trail and rough it a little bit. And that's vacation to me. It's just being able to sit out in front of the tent in a deck chair with a good book and my pets and children nearby, and that's a good time for me. I feel like I live a fairly crazy life. Between the students I work with and the things that go on in my life, we foster Great Pyrenees dogs. It's always nuts in my house. My mother just totaled a car in our front yard the other day. You name it, it goes on in my house. I don't do anything slowly. I have two speeds, on and off. That and nothing in between. So I'm either on overdrive or I'm completely out.